بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: كتب عليكم القتال وهو كره لكم، وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم، وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم، والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers, for those who are sitting in the back, if you could make your way to the front, inshallah. We'll start our talk now before we start the khutbah for Jummah, inshallah. My dear respected elder brothers and my younger ones as well, mashallah, I can see that the school holidays have started, and I'm sure we will see many kids throughout the month and for every namaz, not just for Jummah, inshallah, for every single salah. The topic that I want to discuss today, and inshallah, this is a reminder for myself, I'm not a lecturer, I'm not someone who gives lectures, I am someone who is a reminder, first of all for myself, and then for everyone else, inshallah. The topic is about the plan of Allah, what you would call mustaqbil, our future, the way we plan our future. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the intellectual, and He has given us the mind, and He's given us, in Urdu we call dimagh, so that we can make plans for ourselves for the future. Many of us, we would like to make plans that when I graduate, I'd like to have a good job, I'd like to have a family, and I'd like to buy a house for myself. I'd like to make sure that I have a car, which is my dream car that I always wanted. And there's many, many other plans that we have. I want to get my children's marriage and nikah done, and in this location, in this such and such place, and in this venue. And I like, and the youngsters themselves, they make plans that inshallah, in 2 years I'll go on this holiday, or I'll go on this holiday and such and such. So there's the plans of the human being, the plans of Muslims. And then there's, on the other hand, the plans of our Creator, the plan of our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the best of the planners. They both will always contradict each other. Both the plans, our plans, whatever we plan, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for us, they will contradict each other. They will have a rukawat in the way. There will be a little mess in the way where something that we planned did not come to the way that we wanted. There was a step or a hurdle or a difficulty in the way that our plan either got cancelled or it was removed from our plans, or something happened, or we completely done a U-turn and we went to do something else. So there's our plan, and then there's the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ayat I just recited right now, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ وَهُوَ كُرُهُ لَكُمْ. This is about the war and stuff like that. But later on in the ayat, it says that وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And indeed, you may think that something is good for you, but in fact that thing is bad for you. And on the other hand, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. And you think that this thing is good for you, but that thing is bad for you. And the other way, that you think that thing is bad for you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that thing is actually good for you. So it's the plan of Allah. It's the way that He plans. I had a friend about a few months ago. He had a long plan. And this is the trap of shaitan. This is the way that shaitan deceives us and takes us out of our iman. He takes our iman away. He had a plan that I will inshallah graduate, and once I graduate, I have a plan, I have a job waiting up for me, and I'll be going to that job, and inshallah once I start getting that job, I will then get married, And after I have marriage and I'll have a house ready and everything. So alhamdulillah, he had the whole plan ready. But he did not know that something can happen that can take away his plan. Something that can happen which can ruin his plan. And then a few months later, both his parents passed away in a car accident. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise their ranks in the akhirah. But both their parents died in a car crash and his plans were all ruined. He went into depression. He went into such depression that all his studies were failing. He failed his graduation and he did not get the degree that he wanted. Because he didn't get that degree, the job offer that he had, they told him, because he didn't get that degree, we're not giving you that offer. And he had a house that was lined up for him as well, and that went away as well. So he thought to himself, shaitan came to him and said that you pray your salah, you're a good Muslim, you're a practicing Muslim, and you made such beautiful plans for the sake of Allah. You made plans so that you can have a good future, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned that all away from you. So shaitan tried to put waswasa in his heart and his mind that, na'udhu billah, there is no God. And if there is God, then he's going against you. Rather than going with you, he's going against you. And this is where the Quranic ayat that I recited right now, this is where this comes in. That this brother might have thought that this thing that I'm doing is actually good for me, but that could have been bad for him. On another hand, where his parents has passed away, he thinks this is bad for him, but that could be good for him. Allah, and at the end of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows of that which you do not know. He has that knowledge that you do not know. For example, we miss a train, and this was our plan. We wanted to go from Glasgow to London, and we missed our train. Now that train, on the way, anything could have happened. That train could have crashed. That train could have broken down through the middle of the way. There could have been fire in that train. The fact that you're still alive and the fact that you're still breathing and your sihat is there, you should have shukr upon this and trust the plan of Allah. My brothers, this is a small example I just gave of a train. But in every single, in our daily lives, in our future, we tend to use this. We should not be disappointed in any of our plans being cancelled or anything that has a hurdle in our plan. We plan to get married. If you cannot get married because of any reasons, because of financial reasons, because you can't find anyone, do not lose hope. This is better for you than marrying someone that will ruin your marriage, that will ruin your children's akhirat and your children's dunya. Everything has a khair for you. And Allah knows what's better for you than us. We think that I know my life better. I know my parents' life. I know my family. And I know what I want for myself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's best for you and me. There's no doubt about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. There's a cure. This also goes to the plans that we make and the plans that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for us. There's a cure that Allah, the cure for depression. Many people come to me as a imam of the masjid. People do come to me and say, I am depressed or I am sad. And they tell me these things and I've asked them, why are you sad? And they say, we worry about the future, we worry about our job, we worry about our children's life, we worry about our akhirah, we worry about such and such thing. And there's a simple cure to this. The ulama say that the cure to depression and the cure to happiness is that do not worry about the past. Number one, do not worry about the past. Why? Because the past is something that we cannot change. Whatever's happened in our past, the 10 minutes ago when I entered this masjid, that 10 minutes ago, I cannot change that. I cannot change myself coming into the masjid 10 minutes ago and go the other way. That is something that's happened already. So we cannot change our past. So what should we do? Is take ibrat, take a lesson from our past. Whatever mistake that's happened in our past, whatever wrong that we have done in our past, learn from it and do not think about it. Let it go. That is something that we cannot change now. Whatever mistake that's happened is happened. Learn from it and move on. Number two is do not worry about the future. Why? It's because it's in the hands of Allah. Your future is in the hands of Allah. Okay, it's good to have a plan, but always know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can always change your plan whenever He wants. And do not be sad about this, because this is khair in this for you. So do not worry about the future, and do not think about the past, and live in the present. Live in the time that you're in right now, meaning be happy. Spend your time doing shukr of Allah, that your sihat is well, that you have your family, you're taking care of your family, you have children, and you want your children to be good Muslims, so that they grow up, and even after your death, they're making dua for you. Give sadaqah. That sadaqah will be sadaqah jariyah for you until the end of time. So live in the present. Do not think about the future, because that's, and leave that to tawakkul ala Allah, in the hands of Allah. Trust Allah. Make sure that your intention is good and leave everything to Allah. And whatever bad happens in the future, just know that this is khair for you. That's why whenever we see our friends or family, when they go through a struggle, what do we say to them? That there's khair in this for you, do not worry. So we should remind ourselves the same thing, that there is khair in us for us, whenever something does not work out for us. I can give a last example of the plans before, inshallah, I conclude my talk. I can give you an example of myself, and you guys can take a lesson that it can happen to anyone. A month ago, I was planning on getting a job that I applied for. Alhamdulillah, I done the interview. I first sent out the application, and I was happy that I will get the job because I met all the criteria. I met the job description. Everything was perfect. I went to the interview, alhamdulillah. I done very well in the interview. And just 2 days ago, I got an email back saying that, unfortunately, we cannot take you in. I was very, very depressed. I'm not going to lie to you. I was depressed. But alhamdulillah, I can do shukr upon this that I had my father there who did tell me that, do not worry. If that job was 9-to-5 job, 9 in the morning to 5 o'clock, and they did not give you a break for salah. So if you had that job, then you would miss out your salah. You could have missed out your zuhr. And in the winter, we have the Zuhr and Asr and Maghrib together in one time. So you could have missed all three of your Salah. So there's khair in this for you, for your Akhirat. So when I thought about this, I realized that, inshallah, I can find another job anytime. Rizq is something that is not, I've never had not food on the table. I've always had food on the table, alhamdulillah. If it's little or if it's a lot, I've had food on the table. If I don't get that job, there's no reason to be depressed. Because there is khair for me in this. So I'm just giving this example to show that this can happen to anyone, my brothers. If it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone. If it's happened to anyone, I can get... And one last example, I'm sorry, I said that will be the last example. If you look at Surah Qasas in the Quran, what does Surah Qasas teach us in the 20th Sparah, in the 20th Juz? It teaches us the story of Musa alayhi salam and his mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the mother of Musa that, trust my plan. Leave the baby in the basket and leave that basket in the river. Let it go. For a parent, mashallah, there's a lot of parents here. I'm sure that 90% of the people here, they're all parents. Especially for a mother. To see their children in difficulty, that's the worst thing that a parent can go through. I myself am not a parent yet, but inshallah one day. But I can tell that every single parent would not let their children go through difficulties or stress. For a mother to put their child in the river and anything can happen to that child. And she, what did she do? She trusted the plan of Allah. Tawakkul ala Allah. And she said, whatever happens, I trust the plan of Allah. She had two options. Either keep the baby and it will be killed by the soldiers of Fir'aun. Or she trusts Allah and that baby will come back to her. And that's exactly what happened. Allah's promise to her was fulfilled. So trust the plans of Allah. Anything can happen in our lives. Any single thing. Always be ready for anything. And know that there is khair in this for you. And do not let shaitan deceive you, thinking that this, there's no good for you in this. We go through many, many difficulties in our lives. You could have a court case. You could lose your license for the youngsters. You could lose your parents. You could lose many things. You could go through difficulties with your marriage. But do not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always trust Allah and His plans, and there'll be khair in this for you. And the last ayat I want to conclude is, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. After difficulty, there's ease. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Ashhadu la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. There's one announcement, inshallah, a very, very important announcement. I'll make this announcement at the end as well as for those brothers who are not here. The masjid's facilities for the wudu and the toilets, from tomorrow, for 3 weeks, they'll be closed. So all the brothers who are making their way to do wudu here, please try to do your wudu and attend whatever needs that you have for the bathroom wise. Please do that in the house or anywhere else that you can, as the toilets and the masjid will be closed for the following 3 weeks from tomorrow. So please have your arrangements in advance. Jazakallah khair. And we'll pray our sunnahs now, and after the sunnahs will be the talk. Jazakallah.